Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me today for this special bonus podcast episode where I want to offer you guidance and support for what is unfolding in the world right now and help return you to what you know is true for you. So in this episode, I will touch on some astrology, but I'm really going to focus more on the energetics and giving you some visuals and guidance of where to direct your thoughts and where you can remain in your power during these very uncertain times. If you have listened to this podcast for a while, you know we've been talking about different energy practices that you can incorporate into your life to care for your energy. And some things we have covered have included the Ho'oponopono prayer, where you practice forgiveness and acceptance. You energetically release yourself from others as well as releasing them from you. This is an important prayer to practice at this time because it's going to make you energetically clear around yourself and around perhaps where you're feeling any anger or blame, where you're feeling resentment or fear. This is a very graceful way to clear energy. Another resource we've been talking about is the practice of Jin Shin Jitsu, which is a Japanese energy practice of holding and touching different energy meridians on your body to move energy through you. And we did a show a while back where I taught you how to hold your fingers. And I'm going to review that very quickly right now for those of you who are new to this. When you hold your finger lightly, simply hold your thumb, hold your forefinger, hold any of your five fingers on one hand, you can intentionally move emotional energy through this part of your body. And you want to hold the finger lightly but firmly. You're not grasping it, you're just holding it gently. It's a very gentle healing practice that helps you release the energy associated with that finger. So holding your thumb helps remove the energy of worry. It's connected to the spleen and the stomach. Holding your pointer finger helps remove or clear through you the energy of fear, which connects to the kidney and bladder. Holding your middle finger is associated with anger, as well as liver and gallbladder energies. Holding your ring finger is sadness, helps to move sadness, and is associated with the lung and large intestine. And then holding the pinky finger is the release of trying to do something, of efforting, or trying to support or move something that is heavy. And this is connected to the heart and the small intestine. I want to give credit to flowsforlife.com for this information. And please know that Jin Shin Jitsu handholds are just one way to move energy through you through this gentle practice of Jin Shin Jitsu. There are many different ways to release energy through your body through the practice of Jin Shin Jitsu. And that could be something that you enjoy even studying or researching at this time to learn more about the energy meridians of our bodies. Another practice that you can do right now to support your energy is EFT tapping. And tapping is also working with the energy meridians on your body. Tapping is a powerful way to move energy through you. And what I personally like about tapping is how you speak out loud your fears and then you transform it into a more powerful, comforting thought. And I like on YouTube, EFT Wizard, his name is Brad Yates. He has a lot of videos on all different types of topics and feelings. So it's tapping for anxiety, tapping for financial fears, tapping for emotional pain, tapping for anger, tapping for anything. This is how you can get what's out of your mind into the air. You basically are speaking the fear. You're releasing it from your head. This is very important right now, because you could have a lot of fears or a lot of uncertainties, a lot of anxiety at this time. And as you speak the words, it helps to move it through you. So these are just three practices you can do right now that support your energy. And that is one of the big themes at this time. I'm doing this show on March 21st, 2020. And you could listen to this podcast at any time, of course. But at this time, many people are in quarantine or self-isolation in their home. We have all been guided to return to our energy. Right now, we are each in our own aura. We're each in our own energy. We have less distractions, less places to go in the world, less things to do. We're sitting here in our own energy, and we're looking at what is coming up for me. What is rising up in me at this time? What fears are coming up? What worries? What anxiety? What stress? And I'm going to help direct it forward in this podcast episode for you. However, it does require your conscious participation and awareness of what is arising in you. Because we go through our lives on autopilot at times. We have all these parts of ourselves that are going to work, going to school, driving in traffic, you know, getting the errands done, all these parts of ourselves that we need to do for our lives. We're being gifted right now with an opportunity to calm down our daily lives, to retreat into a space that allows you to sit with what is arising in you. What is your energy speaking to you? What is your energy saying to you? Listen. Listen to yourself. Listen to your own energy field at this time. That is a huge gift. Granted, it can be tricky when you have everybody in your family at home, you have loud kids, you have other things going on, but listen to what your energy is saying. And there are many tools that help you understand your aura and your energy. Of course, astrology is an amazing tool for knowing more about who you are. And as we each return to our homes, we're returning to our moon signs. Your moon sign is telling you more about your daily emotional needs, how you respond to the world, how you respond and interact to what's happening around you, where you find comfort, what home means to you. We are each returning home to our moon signs, which can be many things. It can feel very interesting and exciting. It can feel vulnerable. It can feel emotional. Your moon sign is speaking to you right now. What is your moon sign saying? And the more that you're in contact with this part of yourself, the more you're also tapping into the other very dominant energy in your natal chart. So we all know that the sun sign is how we self-identify in this lifetime. And typically the sun sign is associated with a masculine presence because the sun is the masculine and the moon is the feminine. However, that can be different in your chart, as your sun sign could be in a feminine energy and your moon sign could be in a masculine energy. Or you could have both signs in the feminine signs of astrology or both signs in the masculine signs of astrology. Very quickly, the masculine signs in astrology are the fire signs, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, and the air signs, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. The feminine energies are associated with water, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, and associated with the earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. So you can understand more about who you are and your energetics by understanding your sun and your moon. I know this is very basic astrology, but there are people who listen to this show who are all different levels of understanding, so I want to make sure and cover the basics. And now what we're doing as we retreat into our moon signs is we're looking at how our moon is getting its needs fulfilled right now. And that's where you could be struggling. If typically, you know, you have a very active daily life or you really need action and movement, you need to go places, you need stimuli, all that's being called into you. And now you're probably looking at how to get your needs fulfilled when the outside world is no longer an option, is no longer a place to go. So here we all are turning inwards, becoming more conscious of our moon signs, what we need, how we feel safe, how we feel at home in the world, and then what we can do about it next. And at this time, the astrology of 2020 is so big. And I've talked about this with you for a while now, In fact, in December of 2018, I did a podcast episode for you about your 2020 Astrology and Energies Toolkit. This is a year where we need more of our energy tools than ever before, where you are now more responsible for how you take care of yourself consciously than ever before. And then, of course, how you can extend that to people you live with, to your loved ones, to your friends, to anyone who wants to also learn more about how they can take care of themselves during these very dynamic times. So please understand that this is one thing you can always do, is look at what is coming up for me that I am meant to understand about myself. How can I consciously move the energies through me if these are anything that feels powerless? How can I move it through me and allow myself to return to a place of feeling in control of my energy even when everything outside of me or most of outside of me doesn't feel that way? So we're being given an opportunity here to really listen to ourselves, to understand more of who we are, what our needs are, and how we can use our energies at this time. Now, as I've said, I have done other podcasts for you about the astrology of 2020. And I did some at the beginning of the year that talked about Jupiter, Saturn, and Chiron. That was one episode. And then another one that talks about Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. You can listen to those for more specifics on the energetics of each planet, of each cycle of energy, and what's coming up. I also have for you on YouTube some videos of the astrological chart of the USA. Three videos so far. There will be a fourth video coming, depending on when you hear this podcast. And those talk about the big energy changes of the United States of America because of how the US is experiencing the Neptune opposition. The United States has natal Neptune at 22 degrees of Virgo, and it's being opposed by transiting Neptune, which will reach 20 degrees of Pisces in 2020. And that is the axis of health and healing. You can't make this stuff up. Virgo is the energy of what we do every day, our service, our routines, our daily jobs, and also the body, how our body is healthy and healing and the ways that we take care of our body on a daily basis. It also pertains to our animals, our domestic pets, what we do that is needing perfection, how we improve our skill set. And then this Neptune opposition in Pisces is a surrender of what we don't know, what we can't see, of letting go, of removal. Neptune in Pisces is associated with disease, germs, virus, and bacteria, the things that we don't always have a visual on but are affecting us. Neptune in Pisces is also about our spiritual growth. It's about what we learn, what we come to understand at a higher level when our human will is removed and we must tap into spiritual will or a bigger cycle of energy that is outside of our normal human domains. So these are just some of the videos that I already have for you. If you're interested in hearing more about these cycles and energies, it might help and you might find some new things that resonate. What I would now like to do is invite you to find a quiet place if you can, or at least a way to close your eyes, because I'm going to give you a visual now. I'm going to remind you of some things that you came into your body with. And I consider this more of a DNA activation and a cellular healing that's going to bring you into deeper parts of your consciousness that are perhaps not being accessed right now. And they're not being accessed simply because you could be in a survival mode. You could be simply dealing with the essentials of life at this time. You could be moving through a time of figuring out this new daily life, what to do with your family, all very important things. However, let's go a little bit deeper into the soul wisdom that you carry because of these situations. So we come into this life with everything that we need to navigate our journeys. And we don't always remember what we travel with. And so what I hope to remind you of, to awaken within you and to activate, is more of the deeper truth of what you carry before you came in to this physical body. Now, as a soul, we have the energy of everything, all energy fields, as well as nothing, no thing, the nothingness of the divine, the absolute unlimited potential of the universe. And it's almost like we then cherry pick some essentials that we want to bring with us so that we have what we need for this journey. And deep within you, you carry a very divine spark of wisdom that is showing you, speaking to you, navigating you through this time. And it could feel foreign. It's almost like using a new GPS system or trying to figure out new technology. But it's not in your head. It's in your energetics. It's in your body. It's in your body consciousness. It's also connected to your human design. And if you know your human design, then you know that it's very important to practice your strategy and your decision-making strategy, specifically at this time. Your decision-making strategy is the best way to navigate your energy. And your decision-making strategy is different for every person. So know that you have your own unique way of moving through this world based on how you're energetically designed. So what you're going to be accessing and tapping into here is your DNA. And it's like, as I say this, I'm getting that visual of our DNA spiraling into a really beautiful place of infinity. And it spirals into this incredible energy that is very expansive. And it's huge, big, it feels crystalline, it feels very wide. It has the potential of all solutions, all pathways, all possibilities. It feels quite quantum, it feels quite limitless. And this is where you can understand your own potentials and possibilities. I feel like what we're doing here is traveling into the void of all potentials. Some people call it the quantum field. Call it whatever resonates with you. What you're accessing is more of your own energy field that you travel with that's been untapped. And then you're visualizing what that looks like. And what it does is it energetically starts to vibrate and starts speaking to your DNA and cells at a much deeper level. So I do invite you to close your eyes as I say this, although maybe you need to stare into space. Just trust whatever feels right for you. But what I want you to do is energetically access this part of your energy that has more answers and more solutions than the mind can possibly comprehend. And trust what that feels like for you, because it will feel exactly as it needs to for you. I'm actually seeing these crystalline snowflakes. I'm seeing a very soft white light. I'm seeing some essence of yellow and very warm, soothing colors. And it feels very graceful. It feels effortless. It just has this energy of peace. And that's what we are going to be activating in your DNA and at a cellular level, is your knowingness of this energy, your knowingness of this place that you have within you. And as you feel into this more, just allow yourself to relax. Look at what parts of your body are tight. Is your jaw tight? Relax the jaw. Relax your neck. Stretch your neck. Move your neck around. Look at your shoulders, if they are tightening, if you need to loosen them up. Move your back a little. Shake out your arms. Pay attention to your stomach and your lungs right now. Make sure you're taking in very deep, slow breaths through your nostrils and just releasing it out slowly. A count of three, one, two, three, and just slow down your system, your physical system right now. Because the more you slow it down, you're going to feel that release. You're going to feel the exhale. It's not just the exhale of the breath. It's the exhale of where we have been very tight and wanting to protect ourselves during uncertain times. So you're energetically giving your body permission to trust life. I trust life. I trust life. I trust life. And what you're tapping into is the energetics of life that are the never-ending cycles of the universe. How everything is meant to be transmuted and change form. How you trust that grander cycle of a benevolent, loving universe. How you can trust what is unfolding and that you're putting yourself in that cycle of energy and you're intentionally connecting with these big transformational energies from a place of trust, because you can choose that. You can say, I don't know what's happening next or what's unfolding, but I trust it. So you're tapping into that vibration and then you're choosing to be in that frequency. And so as you're releasing your body, you're allowing your stomach to also feel expansive and full. You're allowing your digestive tract to do what it's made to do. You're allowing your body to be fully functioning and healthy at this time. Pay attention to your hips. Perhaps your hips are very tight, maybe from too much sitting. Do some gentle stretching. Another really good tool you can use is yin yoga. That is more of a deeper relaxing of the muscles, going into that deep, deep release. Please check that out on YouTube, yin yoga. It's different than active yoga. It's more of the feminine experience of yoga where you're sitting in a pose for a very long amount, for minutes, so that the muscle can deeply release. So you're allowing your body to release everything that it's been holding, because chances are you've been holding energies for your family, your loved ones, your friends, your children, your partner. You've been holding energies for the world. You've been holding energies from other lifetimes. And that's why it's important to be intentionally releasing and stretching, to be moving energy through you. Even if consciously you are thinking, I'm okay, I'm fine, I don't know what I'm worried about, or I know we'll get through this. You want to go deeper to allow your body to move the energy through, okay? So the other part of yourself you want to be very aware of is, of course, your Mars. And your Mars is your physical energy level at this time in your life. Your Mars in your natal chart shows your relationship with your body and how your body speaks to you. So understand that your body shows up through Mars. It also shows up through your ascendant or rising sign. So look at these two parts of your astrology chart right now, your ascendant and rising sign, which is the beginning of the first house. And the first house is the physical appearance. And it's how you feel about yourself, how you present yourself to others, your energetics, and your aura. Your aura is also coming through your rising sign. And then you look at your Mars for understanding what your body needs. So you look at the sign that your Mars is in to understand more about how your body processes energies, because it's very different. If your Mars is in a fire sign, that's a very active, action-oriented energy, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. And what you want to do is move that energy through you. It could be that you need to be on the treadmill, running in place, doing something that allows the expression of Mars to come out. And this is a very masculine energy. This is a part of you that needs to not hold in any of those lower expressions of fire signs. Like, you don't hold in the anger or the energy, you don't hold back. You need to get it out. If your Mars is in a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, Typically, we would need to release through the water element. That could be, again, sweating. That could be crying. That could be doing something in water, such as baths and showers. A salt scrub can help anyone release energies. This could feel like you're not in the mood to do something because the water signs are very much about the ebbs and flows of energies. And so some days you're high and other days you're low. Trust that. Trust whatever your Mars in the water sign is telling you, whatever feels right. Trust the feeling of your body. Ask your body what it's feeling. Now, if your Mars is in an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, this is probably needing to do something physical in the physical world, needing to do something that is productive. The earth signs are all about what's tangible, what's real, the five senses. And so it's a little bit similar to the fire signs in that you need to be doing something with the body that feels like you're moving the energy through, something practical, earth-based. Earth-based energetics would be really good if you have your Mars in an earth sign, because then you're tapping into what is very clear for you in the earth elements. So touching the earth, of course, going outside, hugging the trees, looking at your diet is very important if your Mars is in the earth signs, making sure you're getting enough nutrients from the earth. Also, I feel like with the earth signs, the routines are essential. Anything you can do regularly that provides a steadiness is going to be really good for you. And the earth signs typically need to activate the five senses. So anything you can touch your yoga mat, anything you can touch, touching the body. This is just something that you will need to figure out for yourself. But again, pay attention to what the Mars energy is saying. And then if your Mars is in the air signs, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, this is always an interesting placement for Mars because the air signs are about the intellect, how we speak, how we express ourselves, relationships, how we talk to other people. This is a Mars that needs to talk, such as doing that speaking or writing what you feel to move the energy through you. Anything that opens up the lungs can be really good for Mars in the air signs, the lungs, the throat chakra. Any expression that can come out verbally is good for Mars in the air signs. Look at how you can be moving your body in a way that I feel it like you get it out of your head. You move anything that's stuck mentally out. It's almost like you might need to do an exercise with an instructor online, like with someone who's talking to you and you can talk back. You need to be mentally engaged with what you're doing. Your mind is very active, so you need something that intellectually stimulates you. You know, I don't know if you've ever watched some of the online exercise videos where they're talking to you and saying, okay, now you do this and now you do that. And then you're connecting with the words and that's helping your body move. So make sure that you are trusting what type of movement works for you, what type of exercise connects with you naturally, and honor your Mars right now, okay? Because that's going to help you, again, move this energy out. So your moon sign is very important. Your Mars is very important. Looking at your ascendant or your rising is also important because it's the beginning of your first house. The sixth house is important because that is how you care for your body on a daily basis. That's what your body needs. The sixth house is associated with the energies of our physical health, nutrients, nutrition, lifestyle, daily routines. Go to your sixth house right now. What is the ruling planet, the ruling astrological sign of your sixth house? Now, this is more advanced astrology, and it's how it gets more specific for you. So you're going to look at your sixth house, and you're going to say, okay, my sixth house is ruled by Taurus. My sixth house is ruled by Leo. My sixth house is ruled by Gemini. Whatever it is, you're going to look at the energy of your sixth house rulership for how to work with your energy and to look at what you need on a daily basis right now. So this is another way to become more conscious of yourself and your energetics, to be more aware of what you need. As you increase your awareness about your energy field, all of that is going to speak to your DNA activation and to the cellular energies within you that are waiting for your conscious awareness of them. So you're really tuning in to what your body is saying. And I want to remind you of some more parts of your energy that you travel with. So just like we go into that visual of the DNA spiral, and we go into the very depths of your cellular codes, because all of our cells are coded with different energies. And sometimes there's shapes. And within those shapes, there's different energy within those shapes. I mean, that's why I see the snowflake. I see diamonds. I see some very cool shapes that I wouldn't know how to describe. Merkaba. There's Merkaba energies within us. There are, of course, the diamonds and the spirals and just many different codes within us that are the energetics of energy. And what I'm feeling right now is that within these visuals of yourself, of your own energy field. Again, you're traveling with everything that you need, and you're traveling with an understanding of the cycles of life, the cycles of energy, the fact that you as a soul wanted to be here during these very big times because you knew you could handle it. You knew that you would get what you needed. You also remember that this is energies that millions of people, billions of people are feeling. We're not alone. This is a collective experience of energies right now that we're all navigating through. And you're going to rise up and rise above anything that your mind is telling you, because our mind holds a lot of our fears, our subconscious energies, our unconscious energies. The mind holds the programming of other lifetimes, the other fears of other lifetimes. That's why when you do hypnosis or past life regressions, you're going into what those stories are and what those themes are so that you can change them and shift them. So what we're going to be doing at this time is remembering other stories and themes that you travel with. And I hope that you're still feeling relaxed in your body, or you've shaken out some tightness or some areas where you were grasping or holding on to energies, and you've released a little bit more as I've been talking. And now I'd like to invite you to remember some truths about the earth, about humanity, and about our time on the planet. Remember that this earth, this planet, has more than enough for everyone. We have abundance in all forms of what we need. We have abundance of nutrients, abundance of flowers, plants, trees, abundance of natural elements that support us, the berries, the roots, the vegetables, the herbs. There is an abundance on this planet, and we are reshuffling how we connect with that abundance. Even when it appears that there's lack, there is still more abundance to be discovered or tapped into. And at this time, we're discovering where that abundance is, a bit like a scavenger hunt. Well, let's see, where can I tap into the abundance of the earth at this time? It's all around us, and we're becoming more aware of how we're supported by looking at what is possible on earth. The earth supports us. The earth loves us. The earth is giving us more. The earth gives a lot, in fact. And we are in deep appreciation of every type of abundance that is available at this time. And as we tap into that energy of abundance, we're tapping into all the healing potentials of the earth. Many ancient traditions know about the unlimited healing potentials of the planet. Through herbs, through oils, through plants, through animals, through the natural elements that we have moved away from. But the earth has a solution to every problem, and we are shifting our consciousness to be in greater appreciation and connection with those healing potentials. We are also opening up to the best in each other. As the world changes, as our daily lives change, every human who is here of light, who is here of a higher purpose, and especially those who identify as starseeds and light workers, who are healers, who are awake and conscious, you came in with the ability to activate more goodness in others and more goodness within yourself. So you have now been given an opportunity to look at your own wells of compassion, to look at how you can support yourself, your family, your children, your loved ones, how you can offer your energy out in a way that is loving and kind, that is generous and benevolent. So we have the resources of ourselves. Many of you have been doing this work for decades. In fact, I feel that so many people have been doing different kinds of healing and energetics throughout their whole life and just weren't aware of it. Now is our time. Now is when we share those gifts with others and we understand that we have what we need even as the world changes, even as the systems and the structures change permanently. We have the ability to work with ourselves and others in a very loving way. I feel like there's a lot of support coming through for those who've been doing work for a very long time, that you will be called forward to share your gifts, that people will be more open and curious to what works, that they will be more willing to try something new. So please stay open. Please stay willing in your heart to support those who may feel like what you've done is odd or peculiar or they don't understand it. Please stay open-hearted. Know that we are going to be reshuffling. I just keep hearing reshuffling the cards, to get some new information about what is essential right now. People's lives are changing permanently. We're refocusing our priorities. And what this does is it also has the potential to open our hearts. So I'd like you to visualize how your heart opens. What does that look like? What energy bursts out? Maybe you see a pink or a magenta or a beautiful green. As your heart expands, you are also expanding into the grace of this moment, the grace of this cycle, and the trust of what you don't know. And I feel like this is something that we all travel with, is we have the ability to flow with these energies in ways that maybe we haven't allowed ourselves to really try. And you're supported in doing so. This is a time of very big healing where people are going to be healing on many levels of their being, but it does require their conscious choice and their willingness. You have no control over anyone else's desires or what they want to try or what they want to choose. Please release yourself from that responsibility. Please release yourself from thinking that you have to do everything for everyone. That's not possible. And that's not what this time is about. What we're each doing is moving through this phase and activating more of our conscious choices. There are people who will leave. There are many people who won't want to be here anymore. There will be individuals and groups who decide that their time on the planet is done. And then there will be those who choose to stay and who embark on a new path in their soul's growth. There will be those who expand, who move into more of who they are, more than what they thought was possible. So there's many pathways that open, and you are simply responsible for your own. And what I invite you to do is to see within each person their own power and strength, to not view anyone as a victim, to not view anyone as powerless. And I see this as an energy that is in the very center of our solar plexus. It's like that very middle of the wheel, so to speak, the very middle of the solar plexus wheel. There are energies there that are the basis of the solar plexus. And that energy is where people are stemming their power from or not. And that is where they are going to decide what is best for them or not. There's confusion, yes. But what I'm feeling is that it's very important that we see each other as powerful, that we understand that we came into this life and we chose certain parts of our journey. We chose our culture, our race, our religion. We chose our socioeconomic status. We chose our occupations. We chose our skills. We chose what our soul wanted to experience in this lifetime. And when you can view others and yourself from a powerful place of choice, it shifts the energy. So please think of every person as a powerful soul, because that's how the universe sees us. The universe sees us as powerful energy fields. And so that is honored, loved, and appreciated. And the more you can tap into that vibration for yourself, the more it will support you. So as you're understanding the power of our bodies to heal, the power of the earth to support us, the power of abundance, the beauty of abundance everywhere, even the excitement of new developments coming forward, new opportunities coming forward, I also invite you to look at what theme is coming up for you right now that could feel powerless or could feel like an unconscious message within you that you are given the opportunity to elevate, that you are given the opportunity right now to deeply heal within your own self. This could be a theme you've had throughout your life. This could be a word that keeps coming up for you. This could be something that you've been sensing or feeling. And what it is it's your higher self asking you to transmute this expression into a higher version. And so look at what is coming up for you. This is where we're each doing our own work, by the way. Look at what's coming up for you at this time, that your higher self is right here supporting you as you transmute it to a fuller, more beautiful expression. And know that that is a gift at this time, and that's going to be something that you travel with going forward. As I close out this episode, I'd like to give you a visual to tap into. Visualize your body healthy and strong, all systems operating, all systems go. You're receiving the nutrients, minerals, and vitamins that your body needs. Your body is feeling strong in terms of the muscles and the ability to live life. Your heart is strong, your lungs are strong, your stomach is strong, your brain is strong. You are nourished and supported in your body. Visualize yourself living a daily life that is filled with joy. Visualize healed energies. Visualize yourself doing what you love, that it is effortless, that it is easy, that you are giving and receiving with the flows of the universe, that you are giving and receiving abundance as it is fit for you. Visualize yourself on this planet that is healthy and strong, this planet that has lived for millions of years. Visualize our planet as green, colorful, flourishing, healed. Visualize the bounty of the earth. Visualize how it is supporting our journey at this time. Visualize healthy communities growing strong, neighbors working together, beautiful farmers markets, wonderful ways that people are giving and sharing their gifts. Visualize the simplicity of life. Visualize how interactions can be easy and joyful, that there is enough to be had for everyone. Visualize these communities supporting one another in a fair way. Visualize how we are working together through new forms of cooperation. Visualize families feeling safe. Visualize your home being an environment of safety and peace. Visualize that what you need is coming to you, or what you need is available to you in a way that is healthy, flowing, and strong. And visualize humanity moving into new places of healthy power structures, of strong leadership, of a place that the earth hasn't known before, and that we are contributing to these dynamics. Visualize what it looks like to have a balance of masculine and feminine leaderships, the earth being rebalanced, the body being rebalanced, communities being rebalanced, I just feel like there's a lot coming up now that is going to pay off. See this for the long road. See this for a few years to come. We're going to have the reprioritizing and the reshuffling, but it's going to be worth it. It's going to result in favorable outcomes, in beneficial developments, and that the more that we each trust a process and move through it with consciousness and awareness of our own energy, the more it will pay off for our families, our loved ones, our communities, and for humanity at large. So I hope these messages have activated within you even more messages in your own consciousness, have activated within you more of your deeper soul wisdom and knowingness. And I hope it reminds you of the beautiful truths that also exist in our universe. I do offer an online program about the 12 universal spiritual laws. If you want to go into more of that information, you can find out more about it below this podcast. I just remembered that I taught that. I've been teaching that class since 2011, but it could help some of you tap into more of the flows of energy at this time. So that information is below. And I hope that you remember that we're all in this together. It is a joy to connect with you at this time. It's my intention to keep doing this podcast. And I do apologize if you heard any kinds of loud talking or screaming. I'm doing this from home. I have a loud child. So I'm just doing my best to do what I can. But we are going to do this together. And I appreciate that we are traveling together at this time. So I'll be back with my regular podcasts on Monday and Wednesdays. In the meantime, you can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or over at consciouscoolchic.com. Thank you so much, friends, for traveling together, and I'll see you back here soon.